So the Halakha Mishnah Vayitam Masechtas Kelim Perig Yodalad Mishnah Aleph Klei Matchis Metal Kelim that broke Kamehi Sheyuran. In other words, what is the shear? How much could it still break, but it's still considered a keli that could be Mekabel Tumah? Now, different than Kli Cheres, Kli Matchis, in order for it to still be Mekabel Tumah, we're talking about a Kli Matchis that has a Teich. It has to be Roy, not just to be able to still work with it, but it has to be Me'en Melachta Marashayim. Similar enough to what originally it was doing. For example, the Tiferes Yisrael says, you have a bucket that you draw water with and the handle broke off. So I have no way to draw water with it. It's not Mekabel Tumah. Even though you can still put a lot of water into this, that won't leak out. It doesn't make a difference. It's not Roy Me'en Melachta Marashayim. So once again, Klei Matchis, a metal keli, Kami Shiurim, what is the shear for it still to be considered Mekabel Tumah even after it breaks? Zok the Mishnah. Hadli, in the case of, let's say, a broken metal bucket, the shear is Kedein L'malas by. If you can still draw water with it, could be part of the bucket is missing, but you can still draw water with it. Kimkum. What is a kimkum? A kettle that you warm water with, you heat up water with it. Zok the Mishnah. So that's the shear Kedein L'yachim by. If you can still heat up water with it, even though part of it is broken, you can boil up enough water there to drink. That's what's left of it. It's still Mekabel Tumah. Mecham. Mecham is an urn. So it's an urn and a kimkum. Mecham is much bigger. So here the shear is the Lekabel Sloyim. So here the Mishnah is telling us something very interesting. Most of the time, if you have this big urn, what do you use it for? Like you see in the shul, Shabbos morning, people use it for the water for their coffee and tea. But sometimes they used to use these urns to store coins, sloyim. So if an urn breaks, if a mecham breaks, but you can still put at least two sloyim into it, it can become tamei, because that's called me'en melachta. It's fit for one of its original uses. Wait a second, what about the kettle? Kettle was never used for storing coins. So then has to be large enough to be able to boil water. So you're telling me now that the kimkum, which is smaller, has to have a larger remaining shear than the mecham, which is bigger. Right. And again, the reason is because the mecham is sometimes used to keep slime inside, so if it's big enough to keep slime, we understand this means two slime, each cell has four dinner in. So that's called roi le'en melachtai. Vayter zok de Mishnah. So here we have a shaila with the girsa. Our Mishnah says, ha'lefes, the Bartnuda had a girsa leves. But assuming that it's lefes, it is a large copper keli. And it was used to boil water, not for drinking, but it was used for boiled water in such a way they put in smaller kelim, and that's how it got washed. It's kind of a dishwasher, except there was no electricity. So again, what's this lefes? Well, the water is heated in this lefes, and then small kelim are put into the hot water, and that's how they're washed. So the shear, if this lefes breaks, is de lekabel kisinus. In other words, it can still hold small jugs. So it may not be big enough to be able to heat water, but if you can still get the jugs in, it's okay. Vayter zok de Mishnah kisinus. These small jugs, what do they break? How much of it has to be left in order for it to still be mekabel tumah? Zok de Mishnah de lekabel prutais. They can hold prutais. Prutais are smaller than slime. Because sometimes small jugs were used for prutais. That doesn't mean there was the main use for it. Could be the main use was to keep water inside. But because there was sometimes used to hold prutais, so therefore, if you can still put prutais inside, it's called roi me'en melachta. Rabbi Eliezer says, Vayter zok de Mishnah midas yayin b'yayin. Let's see, I have a measuring cup for wine. Well, that can't become tamei unless you can no longer use it for measuring wine. Same is true for a measuring cup of oil. It can't become tummy unless you can't use it anymore for oil. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kulan, in regard to measuring cups, all measuring vessels are beprutais. If they can hold pruta coins, that's called that they're still roi me'en melachtai. Even if you can't measure anything with it, Rabbi Eliezer holds that people sometimes stored coins in their measuring vessels, in their measuring cups, so that's called roi me'en melachtai. The Tanakhama says it wasn't so common. Measuring cups were used for measuring. And if you can't measure with it, it's no longer mekabel tumah. Rabbi Kiva says, in regard to metal kelim that weren't finished yet, hamechuser chatifa, if it doesn't have a cover yet, tamei. It's called a complete keli even without a cover. However, hamechuser letisha, but if what you're missing is still to smooth it out, then it's tara. Because if you didn't smooth it out yet, when it comes to metal kelim, it's not called a keli yet. So again, what is Rabbi Akiva talking about? Rabbi Akiva is talking about kelim that weren't finished yet. So if I slept through the cover, I don't say it's not a finished keli. It is a finished keli. A metal keli that's mechuser chatifa, it can still become tummy. Some are goyres, as you see in the Batanura, not the word chatifa, rather the word hagafa. That comes from the lashon of yagifu, hadalsais. Mesech Zavad Zahra, it says, what's the shear that you can leave and have a kechavim alone with the wine? Kadesh yiftach v'yigayv v'tigayv. Just open it, close it, and then seal it. Or it says, Afal b'shagafan, even though you finished off the cover. Loikana, that's in Maaser Sheni. So really, we had it in this Masechta, Megufa Sechavias, that means the cover. So whether your goyer is Chatifa or Megufa, it's the same thing. Rabbi Akiva says, if you started to make the keli, even though you didn't make the cover yet, it's ready tameh. However, if you have to smooth it out, Mechuser Letisha is tar. Where does the Lashon of Letisha come from? Maybe you remember a Pasik. Parashas Bereishis Kapitel Dalet Pasik Chav Beis. The Tzila Gamhi Yaldas Tuvel Kayin. Tzila gave birth to Tuvel Kayin. Loitesh Kol Choyresh Nechoyshes Uvarzel. He sharpened all cutting implements of copper and iron. So Loitesh means to finish it off. Smooth it out, sharpen it. So basically, we learned here in our Mishnah, Perek Yudalad Mishnah Aleph, that metal kelim that broke, as long as it can still be used to perform something which is me'en melachtoi, it's called a complete keli. So it depends what type of a keli it is. If a bucket, let's say, that was used for drawing water breaks, you can still fill up water with it, even though not like before, it's called a keli. A kettle, if you can still warm up water with it. A mechem, we said, which is actually an urn, a much bigger kettle. But here the shear is if you can put slime into it. That's because people used it for that. They used it to keep coins, either to boil water or to keep coins inside. A lefes, that's where you put other kalim inside and it gets washed inside. You heat up the water and it gets washed inside. So if you can still put in some small jugs. A ketan, the small jugs, if you can put prutas inside, which are smaller than slime. And then if you have measuring cups, a measuring cup for wine, Tanakhama said, you have to be able to measure some wine with it. Even if it breaks, you have to at least be able to measure something with it. Same is true for a measuring cup for oil. Rabbi Eliezer said all measuring cups are measured with prutais, but the Tanakhama disagreed, and the Allah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Metal kalim that you started to make, but you didn't finish yet. Golmei klei matchas. So if the problem is you don't have the cover yet, it's still considered a kalim. The problem is you still have to work it down, shine it out, smooth it out. The shine, if it's totally finished, you just have to shine it. But basically, if you have to mamish smooth it out, that's for sure. Still some rough edges. When it comes to metal kelim, it's not called a keli until it is done.